Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Arr, ahoy, crew members. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this show. Thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
If I had my way, I'd always stay in Florida among the palms, with its peaceful air of I don't care and lazy atmosphere that calms. My one favorite home is a palm tree, and all I want is someone just to rest in my arms. I'd love to live among the bamboo hearts, the coconuts. There's something in the climate that charms. Heaven's corridor is sunny Florida, home of the sheltering palm.
You know what? Irving Berlin can kiss my ass because corridor.
Now, why such hatred?
Corridor,
why?
Does not rhyme with Florida. Go to hell, Irving Berlin.
Oh yes, I think you can take artistic license and make corridor, or you know, rhyme with Florida.
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 Or maybe we should say corridor. I'm in the corridor.
The corridor going to Florida.
There you are. How but, are you,
Mike? I love when you play something from the Hot 100. Was that the weekend?
Yes,
I thought that
was the weekend. Yeah, it was the weekend. Weekend version. Yeah,
two hits.
It
was two hits.
The
in the top
weekend
five.
In Florida. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We start today's show with something very, very exciting. I had no idea, Oscar. I don't know if you did that. Katie Powers Von Herman Sacco Vanzetti was staying at the Spiewak Mansion. Did you know that?
Oh, I had heard a rumor, Mike, but you have given me confirmation.
Yes.
I heard a rumor.
Well, the rumor really was Katie Von Sacco Von Herman writing on Facebook saying, I'm still at the Spiewak, come at me.
Yeah, so I didn't know that.
I didn't know that she said come at
basically,
me.
Basically,
yeah.
Come on over.
Come get it.
I'm drugged up. I'm lubed up. Let's do this.
Is she with her man? Did he make the trip north?
No, he did not take the time
off. What do you think, Mike?
Oh,
of course. That's how it starts.
Oh, yeah.
She came in for oral surgery. Wink, wink, wink.
Yeah, Rob Spiewak got Katie in the house. Carrie's going out job hunting, so it'll be just the two of us.
Oh, that's not happening.
Can I get you another pill? What, she's not going out job hunting?
No. She... Carrie's at the attitude right now. If the jobs happen, they'll come to me.
She's that's holding out for a management position.
No, so actually, Rob, Katie's little, presence yes. is part of one of Carrie's most recent get-rich-quick schemes.
Well, I don't want to hear about that yet. I want to hear about the whole reason why Katie is in your home.
Well, yeah. As you know, Katie was in a some sort of bizarre automobile accident that ruined her jaw. And so she's had a lot of work done on her jaw. She's had
a lot of pain. She's been in a lot of pain.
I feel for her.
I truly do.
And one of the things that has to happen is because she did not have her jaw replaced, about every year, they have to go in and make incisions one up near the top of her ear and one lower.
Let's just say oral surgery.
And no, well, it's a fascinating thing. It's called lavage, Mike, where they actually rinse out all the goo.
She's
going to
have a
stuff.
Baby?
No. Well, maybe.
The lavage method?
The lavage method. No, I've been fixed.
It's where they take a baby and they put it in a bathtub. Isn't that what it is?
No, I don't think that's... What? That's you're thinking
I'm just having a little fun here. Just trying to have a little fun.
Thinking of lavage, and that doesn't involve a bathtub.
So Katie came up north to get into your bathtub to deliver her child
exactly.
with Von Herman?
That's it. The littlest Von Herman.
And where's Moneybags Von Herman anyway? Where's
he's
he?
Working,
oh,
Mike.
Pops? Pops is at home.
He's working? I didn't think he worked. I thought he was a man of leisure.
No. He works from home, though. So, actually, you're both right.
he's got a job, and all I heard is he's got to take care of the dogs. And by the way, if I hear one more
He worked for us for a while, didn't he?
Yeah, he worked part-time for
sure.
us.
Yeah, he worked part-time
for
us.
From home.
But anyway, it was so it's just her now, huh?
Yeah, it's just her. As a matter of fact, I think she's running the house by herself today because Carrie is walking dogs. And she's recovering. She actually had the procedure yesterday, and she was all doped up on goofballs. And then
is that when you walked in and said, "Hey, you should really sleep in the nude"?
I said, "You don't look comfortable."
So Carrie took the Carrie took the job walking dogs?
That's one of her jobs, yeah. And then also
how many dogs does she walk?
Golly, I think today she's just walking Callie, but sometimes there's a two-dog gig, too.
Okay.
A two-dog gig.
You don't know, do you?
I don't.
You don't care, do you?
I don't.
You don't care.
No.
What's your wow. 5-year plan?
5-year plan is, you know what? I'd love to be alive at the end of 5 years. And that's really not so much of a plan as it is an aspiration.
Right. This is so all over the place. I'm having trouble keeping up.
No, you're fine.
So let's see. So Katie has to have her surgery and she has it up here.
Right.
And you're her caregiver.
Carrie is volunteered to get her to and from the doctor and all of that stuff because Carrie cares. You can't spell Carrie. Without care.
Oh, that's sweet.
Isn't it
weird that your wife has to know that there's been some palpable sexual tension between the two of you for years now?
She's got to be aware of that.
Oh, though. I think she knows, but also I think she thinks it's funny because she knows that nothing can ever happen because Katie hates me in that way. Katie sees me as a brother. Mm. And you know what? Actually, since we've done the podcast, I've come to realize that's really the relationship, too. There really isn't much sexual tension as much as it is that of a brother and sister.
But you would think that family ties would stop any hijinks. But I've seen categories that have said otherwise.
I've seen movies. You've seen those movies on Brazzers, yeah. Oscar.
Well, now, growing up, there was always the taboos.
The taboo. Yeah. Well, there's no category like that for us. She's just had her surgery, and we wish her a speedy recovery. And we know now what happens when you mix.
Carrie's taking one of her, marathon trips to Marshall's.
It's 1:30 p.m. and then Rob walks into Katie's room and says, "I'm done with my audio vault. Let's play."
Yeah.
No, Rob just opens the door. It goes like this. He opens the door where Katie is in her guest bedroom, and it's just like this. And Rob goes,
"Foot, Rob."
I don't know. You've been to my house. Oscar is not. I don't know what guest bedroom you're envisioning. She's on the couch.
She's on the couch
for everybody to see.
Yeah.
Hey, what do the kids feel like with
got a 3BR. You got mom and dad and the two cubs
and the kids. So, but Katie is exactly 3/5 the size of a normal human being. So for her, the couch is perfect. We offered her Robert's room, Robert would take the couch. But she likes the couch because she is accustomed to sleeping with Dan and two dogs.
Uh-huh.
So she thinks that she has lots of room on the couch.
Ah.
So she swears she's happy down there.
How long is she in town for? I feel like you're taking on a lot for just a friend.
Couldn't Von Herman have popped for the Ritz-Carlton downtown or something like that? What the hell's the
Holiday Inn?
Following surgery, you kind of want to be around people, I think, in case the breathing stops. And last night, Mike, I believe it was, I don't want to reveal too much, but I will say this.
Couldn't Dan Von Herman have made the trip up north and gotten a suite at the Ritz-Carlton and been there to be her
pretty
caretaker?
Telling.
Maybe.
Trouble
maybe.
In Paradise?
This is a new thing, right? I mean, hasn't she had these procedures before?
This is the first time since they've been in Georgia. And the thing is she's not been able to find Mike, and I said this before. It's amazing that a town that is known mostly for ghost tours and an open container law, they've been unable to find a great doctor.
Tough to find a good oral surgeon down there.
But Savannah's a big town.
Oh, that's not that big.
No, it's
been
not.
There.
Oh, it's bigger than Fort
there.
Myers.
Savannah's a big town.
Not bigger than D.C. with actual clientele here.
I would venture to say maybe that the metro area of Savannah would be equal to Fort Myers, I would think.
But it's laid out in such a way that when you're there for like 14 hours, you know your way around the town. It's a small town.
Yeah.
It really is. It's a great destination, but it's not big.
Right. Well, let's get back to Dan Von Herman. How come he couldn't make the trip up north? I'm just curious about that.
I think he had to take care of the dogs. I think he had stuff to do, and maybe he didn't want to be around it again.
Yeah, this oral surgery thing, this bit's been going on for years. Yeah. He's probably beat on the bit.
Yeah, it's funny. You know what? He's been doing a lot, and I've heard her call him in the evening.
You know, but I have to say this, and this is your Northern Virginia snobbery. I do hate it when you choose to run down what, in my opinion, is one of the greatest states in the Union, Rob, and a state that, you know, I have for a long time had a soft spot in my heart for, not for any other reason, and it's the home of Trip Affleck, ladies and gentlemen.
Georgia.
Hi, Trip.
Georgia.
Let me take this opportunity to say, Trip, two things make me very happy. Your marshmallows. that you sent me. That's right. Tripp sent me a bag of marshmallows.
Oh,
I didn't mention that. I thought this would be a good time to mention that. And your routine bashing of Oscar online.
Thank you, Tripp.
Thank you.
I like calling him on a real peach.
Hey, you know, Mike, I don't get a chance to play it much, but here you go.
Ray Charles.
Now, do you think that the bag of marshmallows that you got from Tripp, I don't want to phrase this poorly, is there any chance they could have been compromised?
I sure hope not, because I popped those into some actual real Cheerios about month ago, and they were fan-effing-tastic. I really, really
that
loved them.
That dried up
really
milk on the marshmallows?
Oh, stop it. Oh, look, that's, what is that, wonderful. Chocolate? It's almost like eating Cocoa Krispies.
I do love the Ray Charles, though. I truly do. I love it.
Gross.
Nothing like Ray Charles record, as far as I'm concerned, ladies and gentlemen. You got to like Ray Charles, too, you know? And speaking of Ray Charles, it's another one of his great hits, ladies and gentlemen. And it kind of describes what's going to be going on in the Speewack household when Rob comes home this afternoon. Carrie's out walking dogs, and Katie's on the couch, and Rob's standing there naked from the waist down.
You can talk about the pit, barbecue.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can't help myself. Do the mess around. So anyway, where are we with this?
Hey, we've got
Katie, have you noticed? I've been working out.
Yeah, exactly.
My heart.
And then here's another science fiction story from Isaac Zabaios about me working out. She will be here until Thursday morning. She has a follow-up with the doctor and flies back to Savannah on Thursday. I do, Mike. Have one.
I got a woman way over town.
I don't know how you pull it off. You've got the woman you love living with you and married to you. You've got the woman you want staying at your home for a week drugged up.
Exactly.
How do you pull this off?
Hey, you know what? It's a dazzling balancing act, but I've one that I've mastered. There you go.
Really?
Yes.
Now
you don't have to stop, Rob. You can actually talk when I'm playing music.
Well, normally,
you notice
Mike,
how to get Rob to lock down, put a song on, and he will completely
because Mike,
freeze.
You have never, in God's name, ever talked up a record. That's why. So yeah,
right,
she's fine, and she's until then, all we got to do is keep her happy and healthy and drinking and taking Ativan and Percocet.
When is she
and
leaving?
Muscle
this is what an amazing, you know,
Thursday morning.
Everybody remembers the episode where Oscar. Outed me on something that I'd kept a secret for a long time. I don't have any appreciable friends. The Colburns came up.
It was an accusation.
It was a suggestion. It wasn't an accusation. Yeah.
I have friends visit up in Maine when I've got like extra space, but close quarters, I normally don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And don't even like family to visit. Don't really care for it. You know, just I'm kind of a loner. I like to stay on my own. I'll socialize. I'll go out. But the fact is, I admire you for taking the time to have people stay.
He's a loving
house.
Man.
Well, you know what? She is,
especially
almost
after surgery. What an incredibly generous thing.
She's almost like family. The kids literally call her Aunt Katie. They love her so much, and it's fun. And it's good to have her in a place where if you really do care about someone and they're going to have surgery, don't you want them to be in the place
That's
where they
cool.
can be taken care of? And besides, once she gets all lubed up tonight on Percocet and wine, there'll be a new episode of Cake and Cookies recorded.
Oh, hey, way to go. Way to get it done. Way to get it. Well, you know what? I think that I'm going to take this to heart, as a matter of fact, today.
Really?
Today, as a matter of fact, right after the show, I believe I'm going to reach out to Charlie Sheen and say my learning.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm going to get something to drink. Okay, want anything?
Stay positive and on.
Yeah. Give me some porn.
Okay.
Get me something really nasty, too. I don't want any of that airbrush.
Okay.
Okay, here's a 20. Get yourself a little treat, too. Get yourself a f***ing rag.
All right, I will.
Jesus, I'm tired. So f***ing tired. You know how tired I am? If some girl came up to me, begged me to f*** her, I couldn't do it.
Dad?
That's how tired I am.
Watch the language, huh?
He's listening to music. Oliver, I'll give you $1 million if you turn around.
See?
All right, the rest of us.
Oh, the rest of you. I don't want you making the same mistakes I made when I was young.
Can we hear this?
This is the voice of experience talking. Are you listening? F*** a lot of women, Dwayne.
Hey.
Not just one woman.
Dad.
A lot of women.
That's enough, right?
Are you getting any?
Dad.
You can tell me, Dwayne. Are you getting any?
Come on, please.
No? Jesus.
You what? 15? My God, man.
Dad.
You should be getting that young stuff. That young stuff is the best stuff in the whole world.
Hey, Dad, that's enough. Stop
Will you kindly not interrupt me, Richard? See, right now, you're jailbait, they're jailbait. It's perfect. I mean, you hit 18. Man, you're talking about 3 to 5.
Hey, I will pull this truck over right now.
So pull the truck over. You're not going to shut me up. F*** you. I can say what I want.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Viper Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you're here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by our good friends at Harry's.
Harry's.
Have you heard about Movember?
Oh, yeah.
Have you?
Yes, it's November.
It's not just Thanksgiving, you know. Movember is the month that men grow mustaches to raise awareness and money for men's health issues. And whether or not you participate, you should know this. Harry's, even though they help you shave, is the official razor partner for Movember. So thank you to Harry's for supporting the Movember Foundation. Just another reason that Harry's is simply the best. Harry's makes shaving a pleasure. Thousands of our listeners have enjoyed Harry's. You should, too. Harry's gives me a better shave, a razor that feels great in my hand and on my... And I love knowing that I didn't spend a fortune on razor blades. How do they do it? I'll tell you. Well, go ahead.
Well, all right, then stop interrupting me.
Harry's was started by two guys with a passion for the best shaving experience. They went over to Germany and bought a razor factory. I'm not kidding you.
True story.
A good one. Yeah. A good one. One that makes razors and has been for years and doing a fantastic job. You can get the starter set. That is the razor handle. 3 blade cartridges that are fantastic. And your choice of shaving cream or shaving gel. Only $10 with the code TMOS. Harry's gives 1% of their sales and 1% of their time back to the communities they serve. Go to harrys.com right now for this special offer. Just for our listeners, enter the code TMOS at checkout to get $5 off your first purchase. And that makes the starter set only $10.
Can't beat it.
That's HARRYS.com and code TMOS. That is simply the best, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice.
So do it today.
Love it.
All right, so I guess the long and short, she's leaving Thursday. Get well, Katie.
Yes.
And all that stuff. And I feel horrible. I made a Charlie Sheen joke right at the beginning of the show. And
why
I
should you feel should horrible?
Why?
Well, no, because, you know, it's just, look, I don't believe in kicking a guy when he's down.
Is
and,
he really down?
Yeah, Mike, what's the one thing? I never call you before the show. I never phone
right.
you. And the one thing I said is every time I see Charlie Sheen on TV, I feel played. I feel like he's pulling one over on me. Even this
morning. Don't think he's bright enough to play you, Rob. Don't think he's bright enough.
But really he has people. I bet he has people that are bright enough.
He is the closest thing to multi-millionaire trailer park trash as one can see. He truly is. You know, it's like he can't get through the interview and say, I don't worry about that crap. You know, he's been hanging around low lives of society for ever since he hit it big. And the fact is, we know this and we all know about Charlie's meltdown and all that. Through all that crap, there was a part of me that that felt for the pure, you know, public humiliation, some sadness for the guy. But he brought everything on himself.
Sure.
I mean, it's pretty obvious that he did that. But at the same time, I felt a little of that as well, Rob. I felt a little bit like maybe Charlie was up to something, that he's doing this only because he has to. Here's what I think. If
okay.
you want a scenario.
I do.
I believe when he mentioned in the interview with Matt Lauer this morning that he had been shaken down by multiple people because he
millions
banks
of
prostitutes.
Dollars. Millions and, of dollars.
Yeah, he banks prostitutes and porn stars. So it's no doubt that if they found out that he had the hivvy, that you know, they would probably try to shake him down because they'd make a quick buck on Charlie. Hold on.
Okay.
And the fact is that I can see him saying, you want a black man? You know, forget it. I'm going to go on national TV and I'm going to, now nobody can. I got the distinct impression that was his real motivation for coming forward, not to do anything for the public good, but to just
stop the bleeding.
Get out. Yeah, get out from under this extortion.
No pun intended.
Yeah, but it was also cloaked. He cloaked it like he was doing something. And I think his quote was, I just hope one person says, thank you, Charlie, for kicking the door in. You know, and then so he cloaks it like he's doing something
good. What is he doing that's good?
He's revealing the fact that even if you're just a normal guy banging porn stars, you can still get AIDS or HIV.
Didn't Magic do that?
Yeah.
Magic did it a long time ago when the stigma was far greater.
30 years ago?
There is good news out of this, and Lord knows, we'll talk about that later in the show. Good news, you know, we're allergic to that in this country.
Sure.
If it's not, you know, horrible, we don't want to hear about it. The fact is, one of the things that I took away from this interview when he had his doctor on was the fact that, you know, that they have made so much progress in treating this disease that with the right cocktail of drugs, you can, you know, make it virtually indistinguishable in your bloodstream because that's how much they control it. People are living long and productive lives that are HIV positive. That is a good thing. When that came along, we just stopped talking about it. When it wasn't killing tons of people in the United States, because it's still killing people over in foreign countries, we stopped talking about it.
Well, the bathhouses got to reopen. Everything works.
And now
the bathhouses did. Yeah, life is good. I didn't know that. Oscar, thanks for enlightening me.
Yeah, he and Pony were talking about it before the show, I think. They were using code.
Is there a particular one that you go to? Or
I just think of bathhouses because when I was a kid, I was upset because my dad was an epidemiologist, right? So that deals with disease and how it the outbreak that happens and how you control it. So I was obsessed with AIDS, and I remember as a child, there would be all these documentaries on that I would watch with my father, and they would talk about how in San Francisco the bathhouses were so open. And so as a kid, I'd be like, "What's a bathhouse? Do men really go to these places, bathe together? That doesn't make sense." Dad, why don't they have their own showers?
That's such a little kid thing. That's really weird.
But as a younger man and as I grew up, I realized, no, that's really where that culture back then, especially in San Francisco, because initially when AIDS broke, it was considered a gay disease, which is completely not an issue,
that.
Right?
I do remember
Absolutely.
That.
And then we grew as a society, we realized that it's not a gay issue. It's a people issue, right?
Yeah. Now, question, Mike, you stayed with it longer. I just watched the initial interview
Watch the doctor come on. Watch the last parting thoughts.
Was it an actual medical doctor?
Yeah.
Wasn't he a real guy?
He brought his doctor on, and he gave his doctor permission to talk about his condition. And the fact is that that apparently from the very beginning, Charlie Sheen has been on the HIV cocktail, and they have treated it successfully, that it is no longer, you know, there are negligible amounts of the virus that show up in his blood tests, and that has been consistent over a very long period of time. And they have also, you know, Matt Lauer asked him pointedly, do you worry about this guy with his self-destructive behavior? And he said, absolutely. That's been our biggest concern.
Wow.
The doctor said, the gist of what the doctor said was, we don't worry nearly as much about the way the virus shows up in his bloodstream as we do his destructive behavior. That's what they're more concerned about.
Wow, so they're more concerned about his mental state than the fact that he's carrying the HIV virus.
I mean, you can see it when he's on. I mean, that's as cleaned up and as with it as he gets. Wasn't it a month ago somebody had him in a headlock at a bar somewhere because he was overserved, you know, and he was going crazy? I mean, it was
nice recall.
But, you know, the thing about it is, though, you know, okay, congratulations. If you did this to get out from under, okay, you did. You're still coming on national TV to announce that you have this. People aren't going to look at Charlie Sheen the same way anymore with all that. That is all well and good.
It's the wrong spokesperson for the disease.
Yeah.
Well, it's the wrong spokesperson because he said he's off drugs completely, but he still continues to drink. Whether I believe that, I'd like to have a camera on him at all times to prove that. Whether he has gone the entire 4 years since his diagnosis without having unprotected sex with people he didn't know.
Right.
I'd like to have a camera on him and let him know that, because we know 4 years ago the Charlie Sheen that was everybody was watching
winning.
So you wonder about that. And then, as Rob said, when you said this to me, I started thinking about it. I feel a little played.
Yep.
That maybe he's got some agenda, but at the same time, this is what we're all about. I mean, this is it's Syria for a few minutes and then right to Charlie Sheen. look what happened to him. It's not me. That's the American way. I mean, it's look what happened to him. It's not me. And I don't think it's going to last all that long. I think it's going to be on and gone, to be honest.
Do you think the Vegas casino that put up the prop bet of which celebrity was going to get HIV first is just pissed right now because everybody had Charlie Sheen?
Sure. Well, you know the odds. The odds had to be.
That's funny. That's funny. Got to love those prop bets. Yeah. The one area of gambling I haven't gotten into. Damn it.
I am so glad you said that when we saw him today on the Today Show, it was as together as we've seen him in a while. Can I play the tape of his actual announcement so you can sort of gauge the energy he brought to the show? And they did with him that I love. They did the thing where during the first 30 seconds of the show, they've already got him on the couch waiting. And it's always the most awkward shot because they're saying
horrible.
Yeah. And he's just sitting there.
Because you're told to show up at, and you're a celebrity and you're used to your time being managed down to the 30-second intervals, and they tell these celebrities to show up at like 5:30, and then he finally gets on the set and he's got to sit there through the first half hour of the Today Show, which nobody wants to sit through. And, you know, he's twitching and looking. This is the one look. I don't have a vocal impersonation for the people that are watching Ustream right now. This is a...
Yes.
He's got the frown.
The brow.
Winning.
The brow is really down. Very dark down,
Let's listen to Charlie Sheen this morning on the Today Show.
Right, here's his announcement, Mike.
You know there are a lot of rumors out there right now, and you would like to address them head on, so I'll give it to you.
Go ahead. I'm here to admit that I am, in fact, HIV positive. I have to put a stop to this onslaught, this barrage of attacks and of sub-truths and very very harmful and mercurial stories that are about the threatening the health of others.
He's coming forward because he's tired of reading the rumors in the press.
It's
paying out. But this is not a noble thing here.
No, he hopes he comes forward.
First of all, he's going to live with this, at least according to the doctor. He should be, he should be healthy for the rest of his adult life. And that's a good thing, I think, for everybody that is combating this disease. But at the same time, he is... You know, there's not a lot of remorse in Charlie Sheen, and Charlie Sheen is
devoid of remorse.
And no, he could take this opportunity to really have the epiphany,
change his life,
and change his life, and become a legitimate spokesperson for how certain behaviors will do that. But he's chosen not to. What were you going to say?
I think it's almost surreal that we have a celebrity, right?
Right, and a big one,
a bona fide celebrity on national television, explaining to us that he can live with HIV, but he's tired of people suing him and spreading rumors about him. And all we care about and all he cares about is what people think about him. And the bigger story, as you mentioned earlier, is that people are living with it. And I think sometimes, especially in the younger society, you forget about HIV. You forget about it, right?
Oh, absolutely. Because when's the last time there was... I think that when I think of HIV now, I think in terms of the countries in Africa that are still suffering from this. You never think of it in terms of the United States anymore. It's not reported as a major issue, and I couldn't even tell you what the statistics are, much less the last time I saw a story. Besides, it took Charlie Sheen to get it on the front
page. But it's interesting that so this guy could be on there and he could do some good, because there's probably a lot of people, especially in this world of internet dating, that don't think about that, right? They don't
not
think
anymore.
About AIDS.
Yeah.
Now, yes, you can live with it. Is it debilitating to your immune system? From what I know, yes. And you have to take a ton of antivirals to live, right?
Every day,
on a regular basis. So if he really wanted to, as you mentioned, is he could say, look, not enough people are talking about this. It sucks I'm getting sued. I hate the fact that all these rumors are out there. But realistically speaking, the only upside to this is for me to remind people that the disease is out there. And yes, you can live with it, but it's not the ideal way to live. Now, the flip side of that, the only what I'm getting from that audio and what I'm getting from you guys is the real highlight is the fact that when Mike mentioned that his doctors aren't necessarily worried about HIV, they're worried about him.
Yeah.
Right.
And you can't you can't protect someone from themselves.
So
well, the
wild.
Doctor in the doctor in the most diplomatic way possible came out and said that. And if that was not a message, this is a guy. I was talking to somebody about it today, and I said that this, I've been around this in a very small way based on interviews
HIV?
I've done. No, I've been around people that are in the, you know, the celebrities that are large,
A-list.
Large TV and A-listers,
yeah.
But not a lot of them. But if you even see a little bit of it, it's almost incomprehensible the amount of smoke that's blown up these butts
yep.
on a daily basis. If you choose to be surrounded by unscrupulous, horrible human beings, this is the result of it. You know, I think that the celebrities, the A-list celebrities that are able to keep their focus and maintain, you know, approachably normal lives are, I have tremendous esteem for, because it's hard to do. You are constantly, you're treated like a Roman emperor.
Yeah.
You're not, nobody holds your, you know, this started with Elvis Presley when it became, this yep. went public with Elvis Presley.
And it was continued into Belushi. You know, Belushi, people just sat around and watched the man die. They watched him die.
Let's take a break. We'll finish up this discussion about Charlie Sheen and figure out where we're going with all this. And I also have a major public speaking engagement.
Hey, good for you.
That nobody will predict coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is the Internet Steve Mermelstein. As of December 7th, 2015, Mike, Rob, and Oscar will have tirelessly brought you 6 years of entertainment and countless hours of happiness. Let's reward their dedication to making us laugh by doing all of our shopping through MichaelMarisShow.com. At MichaelMarisShow.com, you'll find links to all the best deals on the internet. And trust me, as a Mermelstein, you can bet I know where to find the best deals. You can take that to the bank. You see, when you go through MichaelMarisShow.com, Mike, Rob, and Oscar get a little taste, but it doesn't cost us anything. What a mitzvah. So be a mensch and do all your holiday shopping to MichaelMarisShow.com this Hanukkah. Oh, and you can do it for that other holiday, too. These deals are still great, even if you believe in that other stuff. Mermelstein out.
You know what's so great? I was doing the stacking out the music and the promos for today's show. Robert's in the basement with me last night. I play that. He says, who is Mermelstein?
You look at Robert and say, Mermelstein is the official spokesmodel for the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, he's a spokesmodel. Exactly. That's his job.
Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Nuts.com. Why settle for small nuts at the grocery store when you have big, beautiful, fresh, delicious, top-quality nuts from Nuts.com? Listen, nut munchers, Nuts.com has the best-tasting nuts on the planet. You're going to love this website, Nuts.com. Is there any easier website out there? Great pictures, easy to navigate. They've got a great website. You can see everything before you buy it. Your satisfaction at Nuts.com is 100% guaranteed. They have also 3,000 other snacks to choose from. Rob's talked about the wonderful dried strawberries, the gummy bears.
Yeah.
They've got baking goods. They've got coffee, tea, whatever you want. Go to Nuts.com. Perfect website for the holidays. Check it out. Nuts, nuts, nuts.com. They're big. They're salty. They're sweet. Whatever kind you like to munch on, let them take care of you and your taste buds. Right now, new customers get 4 free samples. Choose from over 50 options. That's a $15 value when you go to Nuts.com and use the code TMOS. That's Nuts.com and the code TMOS for 4 free samples with your order. Minimum purchase required. Thank you, Nuts.com. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Talking about the revelation that Charlie Sheen, his big announcement on the Today Show this morning, that he was HIV positive. And, you know, we were talking about the fact that Charlie's got some issues as well, and that he maybe could have done more with this announcement.
Yeah.
Oscar, I think this, again, is an example of just bad advice. Not having people in his inner
Shaking
circle
him.
Or outer circle.
Stop.
You know, having the father that gave up on him probably a long time
ago. And Emilio gave up on him as well.
Well, it's right. The father kind of, Charlie was bailed on by Emilio and by Martin Sheen to a certain. I think he loves his son. I'm not gonna judge that. I don't
True.
Know. But it's obvious to me that Charlie Sheen is not getting the kind of input that he needs
ever
to get.
Ever since Men at Work.
Yeah.
Oh, that movie?
Yeah.
Not the band.
No.
But the feeling I got when I watched him is that he got some advice, and some of it might have been decent. And
Probably legal.
And then
advice.
He sort of morphed it. You know, there was really no reason for him to even bring up the fact that he was being blackmailed. Because by going on TV, He eliminates the problem immediately.
He makes himself a victim, tells everybody he's in it, and people have to root for him, and how dare they. Some of these...
But, you know, if you really think it out, it doesn't make him a victim. It means that he's coming forward for the wrong reasons.
That's fair.
Absolutely, and it was clear that he was.
That's the thing that made me feel played.
The press was another thing, that the press was hounding him with this story. This was the worst-kept secret in Hollywood.
NBC for 12 hours yesterday.
I like how some of these girlfriends, Denise Richards and Brooke Mueller, his ex-wives, they came out and they mentioned their kids, so I had a soft spot for them to make sure everybody's okay, right?
Right, sure.
But these other garbage cans that came out, and I know them. I'm fans of a few of them. They're like, hey,
we get tested
regularly. I'm A-okay. I was like, thanks for the clarification. Don't need that hanging over whatever I do later on. I appreciate that.
But when he talked about you're not just getting my money, you're getting the money of my kids and my grandkid. Yeah. And anyone who talks about that he loves his kids, I always have to bring up this story, that when he was keeping his and Denise Richards' kids when they were little, one night he came in, took the wedding portrait off of their mantle and spray painted on it the word mistake front of their kids.
Yes, in front of the children.
And so, yeah. I mean, obviously, mistake. He's not really, really always thinking about the kids.
No, he's not. And you know, we love these kind of stories. I mean, you know, to be honest, nice to see TMZ, get off of a mid-level rapper for a change. You know what I mean? There have been more like B-list rappers on TMZ in the last 2 months. TMZ has gone from, I think maybe the A-list celebrities are actually keeping their noses cleaner. I think
they're wising up. They're handling it, yeah.
I think they've figured out TMZ. I mean, you just have to protect yourself, and you have to go out there, and you have to keep your nose clean
to
a certain extent.
I'd like to see the financials, because I think that TMZ bus tour that they sell, that's right there on...
the Hollywood bus tour?
Oh, yeah, on the Sunset Strip. You can find them right there.
Never took the plunge on that one, did you, Oscar?
No, I didn't, but I would say that the fact that, one, smart, they diversify the way they do business, but two, all they do now is they plug that bus tour more than I've ever seen.
Oh, on their TV show?
Because I imagine that the content just may not be there as much as it used to be.
However, Mike, if you do tune in, you'll find out exactly what Waka Flocka Flame is up to at all times.
Hey, that's an A-lister compared to some of the people they have on there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really true. But, I mean, it used to be, you know, TMZ was born of celebrities that were out there doing
Britney
things.
And Amy Winehouse.
Yeah. Well, but not knowing, you know, that there were cameras everywhere.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's like, here's the headline on TMZ, okay? You got Charlie. He is now dominating. Brie Olsen. Charlie never told me about HIV.
Oh, Brie.
She says she's okay, though. She dodged a bullet.
Oh, my God. Did he use protection? You know, and that's the headline. And then it's Charlie, more Charlie. Now another story about Norma.
Who's next?
Okay. Justin Bieber lost a friend in the Paris attack. That's not
good. I'm sorry to hear that.
So then back to Charlie.
Of course.
Back to Charlie. And it's all Charlie Sheen now. It's all, there we go. Trey Songz with a Z.
Trey Songz is popular, Mike.
Is he?
Here you go, Uncle Sam. $750K ain't a thing.
I
don't know.
Thank
Uncle
you.
Sam.
I think he settled his taxes. So good for him, Trey. Right, he knows where his bread is buttered.
So it's all Charlie. So the one thing, Rob, we were talking about feeling played when Charlie said that. They asked him, in the 4 years, have you had unprotected sex and not told anyone?
Right.
And he looks at the camera. And he's like, never,
never.
I found that maybe with the substances involved with Charlie, perhaps.
Condom, tell her I have HIV, let her know that the alcohol is behind the bar.
That's his system. Finish up, give her a tote bag, send her home.
I hide the drugs under the couch.
It was uncomfortable, bad to watch. And the thing that troubled me is the tape we just played, that's the first sentence he said. And it was so ill-prepared and badly worded. If nothing else for a live interview, at least, and he knows this, he's an actor, have your lead sentence ready to go. You can, you know,
bounce
around.
He doesn't sound stable.
No, he does not sound stable. Like, he's still just looking for words.
How did he get through the tapings of 2.5 Men?
Or even Anger Management, which he's still shooting, right?
Yeah. How does he do that? Like, did he just go in and take 10 takes? Or is he just doing, are they shooting one line by one line?
He has tiger blood.
All right.
I don't know whether you're aware of
that. Well, now
we
know what that means. Low T cells.
You might want to check the tiger.
Yeah.
This from TMZ today. Charlie Sheen's advisors warned, don't do interview, you'll go broke. Charlie Sheen revealed on Today Show, blah, blah, blah. Sources familiar with the situation tell us Charlie was open to them that he had sex with scores of people during the four-year period. The advisors told Charlie, even if the people with whom he had sexual contact do not contract HIV, they would still have a claim based on emotional distress. Charlie acknowledged what reported he has already paid out millions in settlements. Charlie has made tens of millions of dollars during his career. As one source put it, he bleeds money. He pays $110,000 monthly in child support alone. So apparently, even if they haven't contracted HIV, all the hundreds of people that he's had sex with will now sue him for emotional distress.
But he's saving all that blackmail money, Mike, so it might be a lateral move.
I don't know.
He talked about and this was a funny story he told. He said, when I explained to a prostitute, well, he didn't call her a prostitute, but she was. When I explained to her that we were no longer going to be seeing each other, he had to explain this to her, that he caught her in the bathroom taking pictures of his pills.
Oh.
His HIV medication.
Yeah, his HIV medication, because she thought that was going to be her payday.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, I mean, the blackmail.
Poor Charlie.
Poor Charlie.
Well, you know, look,
what about cell phone cameras when you come and bang Charlie Sheen? Like, well, what about? Yeah. What about?
You know what? Make
I love
it
the
like,
way you look.
Make
at
it like
I
the
love the way you look at it, Oscar. Yeah. You don't look at the fact
that
maybe
get a protocol in place,
like the Loudoun County Courthouse. They have little lockers.
You can't bring cell phones.
You can't.
In there.
You have
I don't
to
think
lock
any
your
courthouse.
Cell phone
you
down.
Can.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta put
the
it in
only,
your car.
The only protocol I think should have been in place for Charlie should have sawed his own penis off. That would have been the only protocol that would have helped Charlie.
And then he would have written mistake about that.
Look, I'm paying 20% over market value. It's for your danger, the risk cost. All right, you're assuming risk. I'm paying for it. Let's do this.
Yeah. Well, and it's also there's a criminal element too. Exposing somebody to HIV without telling them is a crime. It's
right
if it's unprotected sex. Apparently,
but in California, you have to get, because I looked this up because I was like, oh, he's gonna go to jail.
This was before your last trip.
And yeah, in California, in California, it states that there's no legal law saying that, so you have to establish that he knew and he was doing this maliciously, right?
Okay,
so
no law. Yeah. Or no law.
Yeah, no.
No, Mike,
no
it's
law.
It's a legal law.
There is no law that says that if you have sex with someone and you have HIV, then maybe there should be that you're going to jail.
Okay,
so
he could have some big legal problems with the revelation he has HIV, because in California, it's a crime for someone to have unprotected sex when that person knows he or she is infected with HIV.
Yeah, but see, what I read, and this was in the Washington Post, that there isn't. Where's that? Where are you reading this off of?
It says the law is clear. Anyone with a communicable disease who willfully exposes another person is guilty. There was a case this past March in which a San Diego man was convicted of a crime for willfully exposing his boyfriend to HIV. He was later sentenced to 5 months.
Whoa.
Maybe,
5 months for
you know
putting
what?
So giving someone
you
a disease?
You notice how when That's you asked me where am I reading this?
Yes.
TMZ.
When he says willfully, that might be the same thing as maliciously.
Yes,
and that's going to be open to
maybe
interpretation.
Maybe that was a clarification. He could say, "I didn't mean to do this," or "I told her."
And Mike, weird. I just got a text that in the fourth hour of the Today Show, Charlie Sheen is having sex with Hoda Kotb.
Okay,
so I don't know.
We will take a break. tremendous demands on my time down here in Sunshine State, boys. I'll come back and tell you about my very exciting speaking engagement that I might be a little uncomfortable
in
with.
Demand. Oh, it's nice to be wanted, Mike.
When we come back on the Mike O'Mara. I like this.
21 Pilots, one of Julia's hot bands, picked the
quote. Great song.
There you go, Julia. Beauty. I love that. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Well, the holidays are upon us, and face it, you do not have the time to go to the post office.
True.
Tons of traffic. There's never any parking. It takes the Christmas spirit right out of your system, and it'll be packed like it always is with all the rubes mailing all their holiday gifts and packages. Boo!
Boo!
Boo.
What do we do at TMOS? Well, we use stamps.com, everybody. With stamps.com, you can avoid all the holiday hassles of the post office. Stamps.com lets you buy official U.S. postage right from your desk. You can mail and ship anything, anywhere, and all you need is your computer and printer. Print your postage instantly as soon as you need it. Stick it on the package that you have, and then the mailman will take it away. So easy, so convenient. We've used Stamps.com for years. You should, too. Stamps.com, simply the best. Right now, sign up for Stamps.com and use our special promo code TMOS for this special offer. It's a four-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer that includes postage and a digital scale.
Nice.
Easy peasy. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. You will never have to go to the post office again, people.
Hate the post office.
Boom, bam.
Yuck.
Went to sleep so early last night because
how early was it?
it was so early.
The
little guy, it's cumulative, and between the Ronda Rousey fight, which was way out of like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, watching the post fight press conference, my sleep habits were discombobulated. Finally, caught up with me. I've determined that I cannot even go to lunch and drink like 3 iced teas or 2 iced teas. If I do, I will be up till 2 o'clock
because
in the
of the caffeine.
Caffeine affects me that dramatically. It always has.
Well, and you've taken it largely out of your system. You used to live on Diet Cokes.
I used to live on Diet Coke. I don't do that anymore. I drink water. I will have a morning cup of tea. If I have more than one, that will affect it. It's that dramatic. Mm-hmm. So finally got back on sync last night, and Mrs. O'Mara turned in ultra early. I turned in probably 9:30. I was in dreamland, and when
I'm so
I do
jealous.
That, I go 6 or 7 hours, and I'm up automatically. That's just the way.
That's how much
I roll.
You sleep, right?
So it was 4 o'clock, 4:15, 4:20 this morning that I got up, and I was up. And at that point, when I'm going to be up and I'm not going back to sleep, I will sneak over to Mrs. O'Mara's side of the bed. I will take the baby monitor out, and I will go outside and let her get an extra 2 hours. That's the way I roll, Oscar.
Do you ever
Santana.
Think when your child bride goes to bed so early that something's wrong? I mean, we're the same age. She's actually younger than me, and she's going to bed around 8 o'clock.
Do you think she's escaping something, Oscar?
I'm just asking.
You know,
I'm just waiting.
Are you guys okay? Is everything all right?
I do remember yesterday she mentioned that yesterday would be a good day if you made it a good day. Did you make it a good day?
I mean, I wouldn't be a good friend or a broadcaster if I didn't point out the fact that she's in her early 30s.
Sometimes he's neither.
She's going to bed around 8 p.m.
She is going to bed at 8 p.m. because she has a 5-year-old that gets her up at 5 after 5 in the morning.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
That's the simple answer. Yeah. That's what it is. You know, I haven't overthought it, but I will now. Thank you. I will think about that.
No, so we were
talking this morning about the fact that a couple of years ago, you know, it would be wine 30 at about 6:30 at night.
Sure.
You know? I mean, it would be. We just don't do that much. And the day is so full. Carla ran 5 miles yesterday, worked out twice. I actually have started power walking around the neighborhood. I've lost about 6 pounds in the last month. We're working out more. We're actually being more healthy and not doing the boozy. But it's the little guy, Oscar. It is the little
changes
guy.
Changes everything.
That, well, no,
well,
I,
it just,
I
there,
get
there
that.
Are times during the day where especially like we put him down at about 6:30 at night. That's he goes to bed super early.
Yeah.
And we put him down and it's just like, that. There are probably more people that, can handle it.
Has
can
daylight
do
savings,
the 4 hours of sleep and stay up till midnight, but I can't do
has it. Has the daylight savings affected his sleep patterns?
It did at the beginning. It doesn't now. He's okay.
It's messing
now,
with Robert. Robert is crashing really early at night now.
I've been a little unsettled since we had daylight savings time. It's actually been a little weird for me.
Yeah.
So it's but the little guy, at least for me, you know, he's in preschool now, and it's like this gift of 5 hours during the middle of the day,
sure,
which is just incredible. He wipes you out, and that's what she is. She's absolutely wiped out. And I'll ask her.
You don't have to ask her. Something maybe you want to monitor.
Yeah. Hey, when she runs the 5 miles, does she end up back at home or does she end up 5 miles away?
Quite often I have to pick her up in Sarasota. That's the way it works. You know? Can you get me?
She's got
I'm
her
too
bug
tired.
Out bag. I forgot my bug out bag. Yeah. And little
Thank
Michael.
You.
I'm on
Thank
the other
so
side
much.
Of Alligator Alley. If you want to pick me up, that's cool. If not, you
Thank
know,
you.
Whatever.
I've decided today's not the day.
Yeah. I got to get
so
home
much.
In time for bed.
Appreciate it. I appreciate that. You know, you never know. One of the nice things about the Mike O'Mara Show people is that you really never know what direction it's going to go in. And,
if I keep training.
I had a cute little story about a speaking offer, and now I'm on the Carla's, banging the whole football team.
I'm sure it's fine. Five miles will turn into 20 soon,
and little Michael and I can get away.
That's 35 miles a week. That's 1,500 miles a year. I can be home. I can be home by April.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Appreciate the support. You know, I have one thing to say to both of you, okay? One thing.
What's that?
Winning. But anyway. Yeah, maybe I should be more aware. Maybe, sure, it's fine. Yeah. You know, hey, if it happens, it happens. But anyway.
Hey, Mike, I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you. Who are you to change the fates?
Well, you know. Rob, you know what? It's in the hand of my maker. That's the way I look at it. And at 4
How many times have you told me that?
4:20 in the morning, I receive an email from the business director over at the local church, of which we are a member, of which you boys have visited.
We've been there.
Where my son was baptized, and they are doing a push for their annual giving thing, where they want
fundraiser.
People to
stand
up. It's a fundraiser, but they want me to get up at the church service and give a two-minute speech on what the church means to me.
Hey, well, you know what? This is great, because they had not really realized your influence and your history as a heritage broadcaster.
True.
They're embracing it now.
Mike, and you can pull this off.
Look, I don't know what their methodology was in choosing yours truly.
You're bombastic. You can tell people exactly.
Boombastic?
What, yes,
no, bombastic.
It's boombastic. Boombastic.
How about boom bang stick?
Yes.
Oh.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, to lead us off on our telethon of church membership, here's Mike.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much. Hey, thank you, Father. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, members of the choir. Great to be with you. How are you? Oh, man, don't tell anybody. That dress is dangerous. You in the front row. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Okay.
Holy water, everybody. And that's
when
they say you have to go to... Mike, you got to go to the tote board. Go to the tote. Yeah. Here it
is. All right, let's take a look. And there we are. Ladies and gentlemen, our grand... $1,500. How about that? All right, show me the board. Yeah, fantastic, everybody.
You'll have to get your tuxedo laundered.
Like, you have to point at the crucifix and say, see this man?
Oh, no!
He made the ultimate sacrifice.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Rob will need the Jerry music again. Okay. I'll do that. I'll run with it.
Okay,
what the hell? I like the whole crucifix.
You tricked
right.
me. Hold
ladies
on.
And gentlemen, please welcome from right here in Fort Myers, Florida, a man that we are pleased to have speak to you for 2 minutes today. Please welcome, ladies and gentlemen, disc jockey Mike O'Mara. Let's go.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Great to be here. Great to be here in sunny South Florida. Is that a beautiful day we're enjoying today?
Wow, beautiful.
Listen,
beautiful.
I'm going to keep this brief because I know you all want to get out of here to your barbecues and your football games. But let me tell you, it's wild stuff. And, hey, it's the playoffs, you know.
Don't tell me. But really, if you can turn that music down for just a second.
They kill the music, of course.
Listen, I just want to say it's an honor to be on the same stage, because when I look back at me at this guy. The beating this man took for all of us. But no, it's I don't want to get in trouble. They'll disinvite me.
No, Mike, this was great. Yeah. You're riffing.
Yeah. And you know what, Mike?
Can I get my fantasy football lock of the week before you get out,
I've got better music, Mike, if you want to be sincere. If you really want to pull at the heartstrings.
Thank you very much. It's great to be with you. You know, a man like me standing in a place like this, not really common, ladies and gentlemen, but nonetheless, I am honored and privileged to be here, and want to thank everybody, especially the NBC Orchestra for making this happen today. What a beautiful day, and Sunday's a special day. I think we all know that, everybody sitting here. I want to thank my lovely wife, Carla, and been asked to say a few words on what this place means to me.
Sure.
Well, I'd rather say what me means to me. Me means to me. I think it was the great philosopher George Gobel who once said, "Is that a hare in my soup?" No, I kid, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to thank all the acolytes and all the people that have done such a beautiful job today. It's just so nice. You know, when I sit there in that fourth row and I try to make it there every week, unless the couple that's been married 50 years steals it from me, and, you know, I don't like that, but I let it happen because, hey, aren't they special? But seriously, though, folks, it's great to be. No, I'm not going
to. You got to go to the toe. You got to go to the toe. We got a new toe.
Don't we
all?
No,
we're not going to the toe. We're not going to the toe again. We're not.
Don't we all want better Wi-Fi in here?
Yes.
That costs money.
That's right.
Just a few things I'd like to get off my chest, okay? Would it kill him to make the name tags just a little more legible? Really.
No, but the classic Jerry thing to say is we've made a lot of strides this past year. But we can't stop now.
Yeah.
Can't stop now. Right. You know, this is really, there are two words that I'd like to say to everybody that's sitting here today. They're simple words, but they're words nonetheless, okay? Those two words are go time.
That's right. It's go time. Show me the tough board. Thank you very much. I love you. I love you. This church audience is the greatest audience in the world, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. I'd love to stay longer, but I got to get over to Miami Beach because Carl is jogging today. All right, there you go.
Just quickly, what if you brought your own prop smoke thing that they have? And when you're walking around...
Oh, the smoking pocketbook.
Yeah.
With the, you mean the incense?
Yeah, you pull that
That's a fantastic idea.
Like, you're walking around the pews, like you own the place with your own smoke.
That's a wonderful idea. I was thinking, you know, since it is, how about if I brought up like 10 singles and walked out and said, here, this is for you. This is for you. This is for you. This is my idea. This is my brilliant idea right now. I hand out 5 singles to the front row and they go, okay, we're all done with that. Hey, let me ask you something. That felt pretty good, didn't it?
Oh, that is the move.
No.
Why don't we try doing that? And then maybe those $1 bills will turn into $10 bills.
Have you ever seen, like, they make those wreaths out of money, you know, and instead
Instead of here's the mama bear and here's the papa bear. Watch you two get together and have a family, okay? Yeah.
What you do is you make a money advent wreath.
Yes.
And you say, if you give just a little more, we can light another candle.
How about a big stack of singles and I just made it rain?
What about this? What if you took the cork dork that you got?
It's right on my front door. Yes. It's on my front door as we speak.
Nice.
And you bring it in and use it as a metaphor. And just say, look, look at this cork dork O. Many of you think, well, that's just a bunch of wine corks. Right. I think it's a collection of good times, and it's only made possible when people use their imagination.
That's right.
Now, we could use our imagination, and instead of corks, these could be dollars.
That's right.
He's always energetic when he eats his breakfast before the show. It's a brilliant idea, Oscar. Absolutely brilliant.
It's a million-dollar idea. All of these wine bottles started out as water. Then they became wine.
Yes!
Then they became corks.
Yes!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, you will turn them into profits.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but not the kind of profits that tell the future. The kind of profits that save the standard speech
where I get up there and say, let me tell you a story about a young boy from Connecticut.
That would be great.
He traveled the entire country and never felt at home until he found a place called Southern Western Florida.
You would be perfect.
I may only come six months a year.
The wrong show members picked for this gig. Rob would own it.
I would.
The most insincere schmaltz that you could ever.
Are most of the people that are, is it part of your flock? Are they? Are they snowbirds?
Yeah, I would say so. Probably at least 50%.
You remind them how fortunate they are. But not everyone is as fortunate as you are.
Oh, and you know what? Here's another one you go with. You say, a lot of you people are only here for part of the year, but you know.
God is here all year round. Yeah. Yeah. There is work to be done.
I can reach through the TV right now and smack you.
There is work to be done all year round.
All year round. That's right. Yeah. God knows no calendar, but God knows where you live.
You know what?
Who wants this cork door crucifix?
There are moments on this show where I actually regret bringing something up.
Is it Father Juan?
Now let us offer each other
the sign James, of the wallet.
James, sorry. James, very similar Oscar. Juan. Very, yeah, Juan. I don't know why you made him Juan.
I think I know because he's thinking of his own church. The Church of Bolivia.
No, that's Padre Julio. Padre Julio.
Father Jew.
Well, let me just say, I'm really glad that this little invite brought you two so much joy.
Well, Mike, I'd love to see you embracing God.
Yeah.
Your maker, as you mentioned before.
Well, just to suffice to say, I will be wearing my best bowling shirt, so it should be
prayers
really,
pay
really
the bills.
Terrific.
That's right.
Yes, thank you. And I won't be sharing the date with you. I see we have Adam Sternberg in the audience today. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. Hey, Adam, you didn't spontaneously combust when you came in here. Isn't that great?
Funny, wow. We didn't have a name tag for him.
Take a break. We will come back with more fun. Any excuse to say Adam Sternberg on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Absolutely.
We'll take a break, come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hello, this is Matt Bloom, you know, Pony Boy.
Hey!
We wanted to bring some sizzle to the mailbag, so they brought me in, Mr. Excitement, to really get you guys riled up. If you want to get in on the red-hot action, just send an email to rob@mikeomerashow.com. That's Rob with two B's. Mm-hmm. Or if you like mail, P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. I hate mail. It's too slow. I crave action. So if you have a question or comment, send it along. And now, time for a nap.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. Brought to you by CH Wine. Mm. You know, the best wine comes from the best vineyards, but sometimes those vineyards make it a little too much. They make too much wine. And Cameron Hughes finds the premium vineyards that have a little extra of their best wines. And we have been enjoying Cameron Hughes for a very long time. Rob and Oscar got a chance to go out and dine with this wine expert. He loves it. He's all about it. He lives and
good
breathes
guy.
Wine. They buy the extra bottles of Cameron Hughes and sell direct to customers, giving you a 40% to 80% discount. That's right, from high-end wineries that make great stuff. You got to try Lot 388. Lot 388 is a 2011 Napa Valley Merlot that is an incredible wine with food or on its own, a great go-to wine for any occasion. Don't listen to Paul Giamatti, who said, I am not drinking Merlot.
No, drink this Merlot. It's off the hook.
I love me the Merlot. I really do. It's delicious. And are you ready for the price?
Yes.
Under $20. Wow. Almost impossible to find the premium Napa wines for under $20. But Cameron Hughes has it, and it's amazing. Quantities are very limited. I should say it's amazing. We convinced Cameron Hughes to open up his reserve stock just for our listeners and offer this special deal. Act now for a 20% discount off my new favorite Napa Valley wine, 388. That is delicious. That makes a lot of sense. Less than $15. Plus, free shipping and a free sommelier corkscrew, $25 value. But to get it, you got to go to chwine.com, click the microphone in the upper left, and enter TMOS. 20% off a premium wine and free shipping and a fancy corkscrew, don't you know? That's chwine.com. Click the mic, enter TMOS. Get ready for the holidays. Don't wait. This offer this week only. chwine.com. And did I mention that you should do it today because it's worth it? Really, we absolutely would love you to get involved with that. Delighted to have them back on the air because we love all the good people at Cameron Hughes Wine, and we hope to have them on for a very, very long time, ladies and gentlemen.
News!
The website Vulture.com put together a list of 2015's 10 most valuable stars.
Stars!
Based on stuff like domestic and international box office, social media buzz, likability, critical respect.
Yes.
Would you like the top 20?
Do any of them work for the Moore Network?
Let me give you the top 10.
Top 10.
Top 20s are boring.
Boring. You get tired of 20.
Coming in at number 10, Scarlett Yojo Johansson.
I see that.
Yeah.
He's hot.
Nice
bankable.
Cans.
Number 9, Channing Tatum.
Also nice cans.
And it's supposed to be a very nice man. He was on our nice list.
Yes.
He's a very nice guy.
Not naughty.
Number 8, Sandra Bullock.
Oh, of course.
Very likable, and I think that's her value.
You know, I just realize sometimes your mind goes in weird places, but if you put an S on the end of her name, she would be Sandra Bullocks.
Hey, Bullocks to you.
I thought of that. Number 7, Hugh Jackman.
Oh, that's a huge Ackman.
Yep. Number six, still hanging in there with all the controversies. Tom Cruise at number six. Lately.
Really?
Good for him.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. Glad you're rooting for him.
I'm rooting for him.
Yeah, you know, that's Oscar loves the underdog,
people
doesn't
put him
he?
Down too much. Yeah. That whole Scientology.
Rob, are you
bit.
Ready for number five?
I'm
and
prepared.
Are you ready to eat a big S sandwich?
Whoa. Mm, he's yes. hungry.
Yeah, get the corn and macadamia nuts.
Dwayne Johnson.
Whoa.
You know, and here I will say
you
this.
Remember,
Mike
remember
predicted.
The summary, I was summarily mocked on a regular basis.
But I think we've given you your props. You called his success many, many years ago. Meanwhile, I was still rooting for William Demarest, and he never really caught on.
I know. Number four, Bradley Cooper.
Yes.
Number three, Leonardo DiCaprio. Number two, Robert Downey Jr., who's just a...
Wow, a reinvention story. Yeah.
Iron Man.
Yeah, and the number one most valuable star, would you like to hazard a guess, ladies and gentlemen?
Ooh.
It's a woman.
It's a woman. It's a woman. Oh, Ellen DeGeneres.
That is incorrect.
Right? No, Oprah?
Oprah is incorrect.
Oh, who's left? Mm.
These are pretty much movie stars, I think.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, wow. Yeah, payment equality.
Now, the thing about Bradley Cooper, he was number three or four, right?
Yeah,
he just had that movie come out where he was a cook, and where is it? What happened to it? It's
gone.
Didn't
do too well, apparently.
Yeah, so he's not all
is
that
it out?
It's out, and I think it's gone.
Yeah,
I
the
saw
question
it,
is,
I said, well, that's not my thing.
It's not your
is
thing?
Is he out? Is he out? I don't know. He's not gay. Anyway.
No.
Sorry about that. Tina Fey co-created the Netflix comedy Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt,
mm-hmm.
and one criticism of the show is that Titus, one of the main characters, is too much of a gay stereotype. Well, in an interview with The Advocate, she said Titus is based on an actual person she knew, and quote, if a person exists, it's fair game. It's interesting. She doesn't care if that's something that the internet is freaking out over. Quote, I don't worry about what the internet says. Getting in trouble with the internet is not real. The internet is not a force you have to obey. This is somebody that obviously read a lot of the crap that's out there. Why? Because most internet controversies are often fueled by a rush to judgment. You
so
think?
True.
She's a wise
so
lady.
True.
Wise lady.
She says, quote, there's no consideration of context in comedy these days. She says also, there's a dangerous desire to silence people when they say something you don't like. If someone has a crazy opinion, I'd prefer they let me hear it so that I can disagree and know who I'm dealing with. I believe everything
valid.
I just said.
Pretty cool.
You know, my only complaint about the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt was not the stereotypes, it just wasn't very funny.
Yeah, not particularly funny.
I didn't like it that much.
So. Absolutely. Oxford Dictionary's just announced their word of the year for 2015, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, can I guess what it is? I think it's
what is it?
Boombastic.
No,
it is not boombastic.
Twerk.
Is it twerk?
And by the way, if we were quoting us, that would be boombamstick.
Mm-hmm. Boom bam stick. I like that much better.
Boom bam
much better.
Stick.
That's what you use when you're shark hunting.
Boom bam stick.
Now, if you're a negative person, you might think this is the end of civilization. Oxford Dictionary announced that their word of the year is an emoji.
That's lazy.
Yeah, I felt the same way.
What? Specifically,
it's a smiley face that's laughing so hard, tears are coming out of its eyes.
I mean, it's really popular. I see it a lot.
It's the most used emoji in the U.S. and the U.K. The editors say, quote, although emojis have been a staple of texting teens for some time, emoji culture exploded into the global mainstream over the past year. Emojis have come to embody a core aspect of living in a digital world. Even though an emoji is the word of the year, they say they don't have any plans to add them to their dictionaries. Well, that's good.
How would you do it?
Duh.
Would it be under S for smile or R for
I don't know.
Ridiculous?
The actual word emoji has been in the Oxford Dictionary since 2013.
Yeah, do you guys use emojis? I do.
I will use the occasional...
Not with other grown men, though.
I will use an occasional colon, close parenthesis smile. I don't like the ones that are, like, animated.
I use them with my daughters a lot.
Yeah?
A lot more than I used to. And I'm trying to think of, since Oscar said not with a grown man,
Is it an Asian word, emoji? It sounds Asian.
Oh, I don't know.
Emo, obviously, for emotional, right? Because it's showing an emotion. Mm-hmm. And
but
G is, of course, for...
Emotional? What's emo?
But also, he's a comedian.
That's not Asian, right?
Well, no, but I mean...
Why do you think it's Asian?
Because ending in J-I sounds Asian, doesn't it? Emoji?
Emoji.
She?
Yeah.
Emoji. Emoji means life in Japan.
Emoji.
I think we got a window into Spiwak's soul here.
That's
oh,
right.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I watched a...
Isn't it different? So it must be Asian.
That's, well, you know, forearmed is forbearing.
If you've bought your Thanksgiving turkey, if you haven't done it yet, this might save you a few bucks. Don't pay more just because the label says it was raised cage-free.
That's right, with, Adam.
With turkeys. Is that for Sternberg again?
Yes!
Getting a lot of run on today's show.
With turkeys, cage-free is just a marketing thing. With chickens, cage-free is a real thing. When you buy cage-free eggs, it means the hen didn't spend its whole life in a tiny cage. But every single turkey that comes from a farm in America is already cage-free because they're just not raised in cages like that. Companies only put it on the label to make you feel good and to get you to spend a few extra bucks. If that's the case, I would boycott cage-free.
Absolutely. Are you gonna? Are you gonna?
Lying sacks of crap.
I know that. Did you call her yesterday? Meemaw is coming down for the holidays.
Yeah.
Have you bought a turkey yet? Oh, you're not cooking.
No, we're going out.
When you buy one, do you go frozen or do you go fresh?
Fresh, if I can.
Really?
Always fresh.
Okay.
Yeah. But fresh is really. Didn't we have one story a few Thanksgivings ago where fresh is actually just
fresh is just a little bit frozen.
Thawed.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So you might also see the phrase "young turkey" on the label or the term "hormone free." Those are both meaningless too. It's illegal to use hormones on turkeys in the U.S. and every turkey they sell at grocery stores is young. So no one's out there feeding them an extra 5 years just so they can say, sell you an old turkey.
Wow.
This is true.
I want bars on my labels. I want to know their cage.
Young turkey also sounds Asian if you spell it Y-U-N-G. This is young turkey.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob. Oh, my God, we're running out of time.
Oh, it's fine.
Let's now a little something, something. A guy, speaking of Asian, in Chongqing, Chongqing, not Chongqing.
All right, that's
Chongqing, China, and his wife were having sex last Tuesday night. When the clock hit midnight on the 11th, his wife's phone alarm went off to remind her to start shopping for the best deals. She quickly rolled over to grab her phone to start her online shopping
during sex.
I guess they have like their special day, like
Singles
we have
day.
Black Friday.
Yeah, sure.
Singles Day, that's it. But when she lurched for the phone, she accidentally fractured her husband's junk.
Oh, no.
Wow.
It can happen. I know a personal story.
That's a muscular cervix.
it's possible if you know about this. He was rushed to the hospital and needed emergency surgery. Things inside had ruptured, unfortunately.
Oh, that is crucial.
Oh, man.
Luckily, doctors were able to fix him up and there won't be any permanent damage. There's no word if his wife got the deal she wanted. And more importantly, while was she shopping through the TMOS Amazon page? Am I right, ladies?
Thank you.
Carrie
See how
Chong.
I did that? Right there?
Nice.
There we go.
Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's edition of our show, Rob Spiewak.
Here in the studio.
Absolutely. And we get to talking about old-time movies.
Oh, yes.
But still, please listen to the show.
You don't have to add that.
Also, I'm getting strange emails from GQ. I'll explain that to you as well. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Hey, we mentioned yesterday that we're pivoting on our bonus show with our bonus show subscriptions this year. We're going to give you a chance to be a big winner on the Mike O'Meara Show with our MVP bonus subscriber winner contest. We're going to do five winners at Christmas time for you because we love you. And we thank you for supporting the show. Look, I told you yesterday, no secret, that things for small businesses, you got to struggle. You got to go out there and hustle. There's no exception here. We have to work for every nickel we get. And one of the key ways to keeping this show on the air is subscribing to the Mike O'Meara Show bonus package. We would really, really, really this year like you to just take a moment and think about what the show means to you. And if it means an awful lot, please take time to subscribe to our bonus package. By subscribing to it, you'll make sure we stay on the air and you'll get some of the best uncensored entertainment we offer, a 6-weekly show to enjoy with your weekend. Your support on TMOS will, you'll get all the bonus content, on-demand video access to all our bonus shows, access to all the bonus shows we've already recorded, and you'll know you did your part to keep our show going. Oscar Santana,
I want to draw your attention to this cork dork microphone. This cork dork microphone, not like the cork dork crucifix, could not just be corks of fun.
Yes,
they could be dollars as
well. That's right.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
So please
look deep within yourself.
Make it happen. Go to MikeOMeraShow.com. Click on the bonus packages and please support us this year. It'll really make a difference, and our bonus package makes a great holiday gift for our returning customers. Thank you, and remember, it's not too early to renew your subscription. Order your TMOS bonus package today, and really, from the bottom of our heart,
they can be
big
winners.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, you can be a big winner. Let's open up the... Oops, I turned that down. I'm terribly sorry. I'm having a little trouble with my audio here.
You're fine.
No trouble whatsoever.
Can we make Mac look like really sickly and then bring him on camera and be like, for a low price of $69.99?
Really, really, do you think it's going to be tough to make Mac look sickly? Jesus, Pony. I was like, hey, could we use some Photoshop to make Pony look skinny?
Yay, let's do it. And I opened the audio vault.
Thank you.
Yes, go ahead, Rob Spiewak.
For people that don't ever look at us on YouTube, you must occasionally, because when Oscar says something that Oscar really enjoys, he puts his head down on the table like a punished first grader.
He really does.
It's one of my favorite things. Let's talk a little bit about a couple cool musical things. The band that was on stage in the nightclub when the nightclub was attacked in Paris is a band called Eagles of Death Metal. Their current single is a cover of actually one of Carrie's favorite songs of all time, Save a Prayer by Duran Duran. So it's available now for download, and there is a movement in Paris and spreading through Europe to make it the number one song this week. So they're wanting people to download it, which is valid. But here's the neat thing. Because it's a cover, the largest share of the profits goes to Duran Duran. Simon Le Bon is going to donate all of the money they raise from the downloads to the efforts
That rules.
For the people that are having the hard time
that
in Paris.
Rules.
So
fantastic.
If you really want to pick up a record this week, grab this one.
Am I wrong? They're not death metal?
No, they're not death metal, but they're the Eagles of death metal.
Yeah, but their band title is one of these band titles
they're
that
pretty
is
pretty much straight ahead rock and roll.
Kind of an oxymoron because they're not actual death metal.
And but what they are is a really great rock and roll band, an extremely popular rock and roll band.
I think they're almost really a super group. I think they're members of other bands that got together. Coldplay is another popular band, and they were going to stream a concert yesterday, spotlighting their new music. But what they did instead is they tabled the records they were trying to sell and did inspirational songs in honor of the people of Paris. And they covered, Mike, I pulled this because I knew you'd like it. They performed one of your favorite songs of all time.
Imagine all the people living.
Can I take an opportunity with this nice music playing in the background? Imagine that. And at the same time, let's just not run scared, folks. Okay. Carla looked at me this morning and was watching the coverage of the threats that the a-holes were making yesterday. I just can't reiterate enough that when we start fighting amongst ourselves and we start pointing fingers at everybody that you don't like and you start furthering your own agenda, you're really playing into their hands. Don't be scared. Don't run scared. Okay. USA, France, bond together. And I'm not going to let these a-holes make me scared. Do we have a presence in the United States? I'm sure we do. Do we have a presence around the world? I'm sure we do. You just don't run scared. Don't be scared of these guys.
All right, Mike, people with crossed eyes rejoice. The Dixie Chicks are touring for the first time in 10 years.
Just when you thought you were safe, America, we're back.
It's been 10 years since we toured the U.S.
There's no telling what will happen this time.
Yeah, good luck sneaking up on them. The Dixie Chicks, they look great.
Which one is cross-eyed? Are they
all of them? All of them.
All of them are cross-eyed.
Yeah, I think one of them fakes it.
Rob
has
a thing about cross-eyed people.
Yeah, I don't like crossed eyes. I don't like cross-eyed.
I don't think anybody does.
No, but I mean, like when people do it as a gag, it flips me out.
Oh, really?
I just don't like it, and I can't do it for one thing. Maybe if I could do it, it wouldn't flip me out so much.
When you make these statements, you realize nobody's going to understand what you're talking about because, you're saying that these are cross-eyed people, and I don't know whether you're right about that. I'm looking at an image right now of the Dixie Chicks, and, you say they're cross-eyed, and I'm trying to think which one, let me see.
When they do it on purpose, or they're just...
No, I just think they don't jive right.
Oh, you're an evil man.
There's so many pictures that just aren't super... Here we go. There's a close-up right now.
I never noticed cross eyes. I know which one.
It's the Dixie Chicks. All right, Rob, here we go.
Does she have a lazy eye?
All right.
All right, there they are.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The one on the left.
The one, yeah.
It's the one on the left.
Yeah.
Oh,
but good
no.
news, folks. I've already bought my tickets. See you at the Dixie Chicks concert, even if they don't see you.
That is horrible.
That is your magic audio vault.
Wait a minute. Hold it, Rob. You're killing me here. Hold on a second. I got to get out of this and do that. All right. Hold on. Wait a minute. God damn it. I didn't know you were going to quit on me right here. I thought, give me, you don't have anything else left.
I do. All right. You know what? I would like to credit some excellence in reporting. Jimmy Kimmel always likes to reward those who do their job so well.
We scour the airwaves 24 hours a day looking near and far for the finest in journalism. And sometimes we find it near, like right here in Los Angeles. And tonight I would like to acknowledge Lynette Romero of KTLA for providing us with this week's edition of Excellence in Reporting.
Well, it's been 3 long years since Missy Elliott has given us new music, but the rapper is officially black back.
Oh, no.
That is your magic audio ball. Have a good Tuesday, everybody.
I like that. That's good stuff. That's another Michael Mara show has come.
Whoa, whoa.
See what you did there? That's
yeah,
better ending,
wild,
wasn't
it?
Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MichaelMaraShow.com. Hey, everybody, we rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about our bonus packages. Order yours today, and you can be a big winner at Christmas time. We're giving away a lot of gift certificates to our listening audience, $250 each for you, because we love you. That's it for Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak. Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, not so fast, Mr. Big Shot. I got to tell you that MichaelMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So shop Amazon and use our website. Always open at MichaelMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now go in peace.
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment.